Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. 22 years ago. We met a guy named Wayne Cruz, and our life has been disrupted immensely ever since. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now all these years. He's brought us so much information about the regulatory state. We were so fortunate to have the leading expert on the planet for the impact of the regulatory state on our small businesses. Hey, Wayne Cruz, happy anniversary, baby.
Yes. Hey, happy anniversary. That's the happy song you say, right?
That's right. That's the happy song.
We've been at it for a while.
22 years, buddy. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate your steadfast support of all we do, and your work continues to impress. So thank you for that. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You already knew that. And Wayne is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the 10,000 Commandments report on the regulatory state. And, folks, he's the guy who taught us about dark matter. These are the non-legal. These are the promulgation of laws into regulations that you and I have no control over. They're done by unelected representatives.
Unelected.
Maybe a memo, maybe a tweet. It literally might be just an email or a tweet that becomes something that you and I have to deal with. It costs us money. That's the American regulatory state at this point in time, isn't it?
And guess who suffers from that most? It is small business.
Because yes.
As we talked about before, a lot of regulation happens not from a law Congress passes or even a normal rule that one of the agencies writes, but dark matter is what I call it. And good examples of it were what were done to small business with the contracting, contracting memorandum. It was actually a press release
right.
That came out of the Department of Labor and franchising. These things were done not even by the agency going through a normal rule, but just by making an announcement in a press release.
And it set outsourcing, which is one of the best things that ever happened to America. One of the best things that ever happened to small business.
A whole
outsourcing
business model.
It set the entire outsourcing concept on its ear.
A whole business model gets turned over not by a law from Congress, not by a regulation, but by an administrator
basically
in a bureau. Making a change, and that's what when Obama was in power, he called it the pen and phone, and he used it in different ways. The most famous was his change in immigration law with the DACA that he ended up, the Supreme Court ended up affirming that, and then Trump has taken it and run with it for better or worse, and probably in some ways worse when the next administration that comes along that is inclined to act in a crisis mode. But we tried to point out, and you and I talked about it early, Jim, when I first started compiling all of this regulatory dark matter, because I realized, well, I go on the show and I talk to Jim about the agencies putting out 3,000 regulations every year, but that's not even the end of it. They do hundreds and thousands of more of these guidance documents. It's bulletins, notices, memoranda, circulars.
And many of them are coming from the deep state. We now know they're coming from the deep state. They have their own agenda.
Well, that's right. I love how the media likes to say deep state is a conspiracy, but then they publish op-eds from a guy that says, I'm the deep guy inside the Trump administration trying to undermine it.
Right. That's exactly right.
I like how all that works.
Folks, the deep state
is Jim,
real.
I'll just say, but look, I think this. We have really got to watch out. Well, here's what happened. After Obama did all this regulatory dark matter and Trump did his one in, two out executive order, he did the one that's my favorite. He issued an executive order last year to require agencies finally to bring all the dark matter to light. They've got to publish it now in a portal. And in fact, I should come back on the show after August 31st. That's the deadline, at least for the big stuff at HHS and some others. But agencies now have to publish all this guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly that's going to help.
Is that just his executive order? Is that going to ever be made permanent, made a law?
This is what I hope. I think there are parts of the executive order. You know how in the sense that even though Ronald Reagan is not president, we still have a little bit of cost-benefit analysis for regulation?
Right.
I never pretend it's a lot or that it's comprehensive.
Right.
But we have it. The same thing, I think, for guidance documents that Trump has set up. It'd be very difficult for a future president to just let agencies now ignore the portals that they've been required to set up on their website.
Right.
But I think there are a lot of things that Trump can do to strengthen the order.
They can play games and be late
there you go.
Posting them and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's my point. So I think there's a lot, since the portals exist, just like the publications of rules exist in the Federal Register, it'd be difficult for a president to get rid of them now. But you know, progressives, they don't care. They'll get rid of it,
yeah.
and they won't have any shame about it. But I think
no
at least
shame.
People
That's
can
right.
raise a fuss, and small business can chime in. And just speaking of small business and business in general, and this kind of economy, we have at Competitive Enterprise Institute. My colleague Ryan Young came up with the hashtag Never Needed. And, you know, there are a lot of regulations that affect business that were never needed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the administration in the corona COVID-19 crisis has started to roll back or put waivers on regulations that were never needed. And a lot of those are like trucking for, you know, hours of service to get food across the country, for doctors to serve across, state borders
right.
or, for relaxing certain, drug research so that we can get to a vaccine and things like that. I'm curious, you know, just, you don't have to answer directly, but I'm just curious if small business is feeling the results of regulations being relaxed COVID crisis.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it. No. But see, again, this is all part of the fabric of the marketplace. If you said to most small business owners, is it easier for you to do business? And I'm obviously post-COVID. I don't know what they say now. It's easier for you to do business
right,
now. They
mean.
Would say yes, but if you said why, they might not know why. But it's because of the regulatory state.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
Hold
right.
on to that thought, Wayne. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about where we're going with the regulations in the future after November 3rd.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.